The Youth's Instructor, January 16, 1902, A Call to Labor. The Youth's Instructor, January 16, 1902, A Call to Labor. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. The Lord calls upon young men to enter the harvest field and work diligently as harvest hands. Let them go forth to trade on their talents. He who has called them to labor in the gospel will give them evidence that they are chosen vessels and will give them words to speak. One of the very best ways in which young men can obtain a fitness for the ministry is by entering the canvassing field. Let them go into towns and cities as canvassers for the books which contain the truth for this time. In this work, they will find opportunity to speak the words of life. The seeds of truth they sow will spring up to bear fruit. When young men take up the canvassing work, filled with an intense longing to save their fellow men, they will see souls converted. From their work, a harvest for the Lord will be reaped. Then let them go forth as missionaries to circulate present truth, praying constantly for increased light and for the guidance of the Spirit, that they may know how to speak words in season to those that are weary. They should improve every opportunity for doing deeds of kindness, remembering that thus they are doing errands for the Lord. They will be invited to take meals with the families they visit. Flesh meat will be passed to them. As they refuse it, giving their reasons for so doing, they will, perhaps, have opportunity to present the principles of health reform. In their work, they should always take some health books with them, for health reform is the right hand of the message. The canvasser should speak modestly, and he should never engage in controversy. He should feel that he is on trial before the heavenly universe. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Christ said, Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. You will meet many precious souls ripe for the harvest. Learn, therefore, to speak modestly and discreetly. Show that you have been with Jesus and have learned of him. This is the rule we are to follow, to be like him who went about doing good. Christ said, If any man serve me, let him follow me. Study the life of the Savior, and find out how he lived and worked. Strive each day to live his life, wear his yoke, learn his meekness and lowliness, walking in the path that leads heavenward. Follow on to know the Lord, and you will know that his going forth is prepared as the morning. Seek constantly to improve. Strive earnestly for identity with the Redeemer. Live for the saving of the souls for whom he gave his life. Try in every way to help those with whom you come in contact. Let your love for Christ lead you to say, Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Let your life fulfill the words, Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies. Talk with your elder brother. He will complete your education, line upon line, precept upon precept. A close connection with him who offered himself as a sacrifice to save a perishing world will make you an acceptable worker. When you can lay your hand on truth and appropriate it, when you can say, My Lord and my God, grace and peace and joy in rich measure will be yours.